So before we finish, we're going to have a little theatre preview, which we did talk about briefly earlier on. The Regent's Christmas Panto is back again. And of course, it stars the one and only Jonathan Wilkes. It's Dick Whittington. And the tagline is "The Pantomime Paved with Gold." It runs until Sunday, the 5th of January, 2025. Well, the write-up basically says Stoke favourite Jonathan Wilkes, who this year will celebrate 20 years since his first Regent Theatre Panto, leads the cast as Dick Whittington. He's reunited with Christian Patterson, who makes a triumphant return to play Sarah the Cook, and Kai Owen, who stars as King Rat. They're joined by West End stars Gina Murray as Spirit of the Bells and Samara Costello as Alice Fitzwarren. Can Dick outwit the evil rodent King Rat and free the city from his team of revolting rodents? And will true love prevail? Find out in the ultimate magical pantomime adventure with amazing special effects, stunning sets and beautiful costumes that have come direct from the London Palladium production. Dick Whittington will be packed with the traditional panto ingredients Stokey audiences know to expect, and it'll take the whole family on a magical panto adventure like never before. Now, the audio described performance is tomorrow night, and that's the first time I'm going to see it, so I'll know a little bit more. There will be a feature about that if you want to know all about it on A View on Access if you search on Audio Boom. And there's also a relaxed performance on Thursday, the 2nd of January at 1 p.m. If you'd like to attend one of the other performances without an audio description, you can, and you can give them a call on the access line. If I can actually find that telephone number for you, because everything's always in different places in the brochure thing. So let me just look for you. So that number is 0333-009-5399. Or you can go online at atg.com/Stoke and find out all the information. And we'll give you some more info on some of the shows that are coming up early next year when we're back in January.